Dazzling light spreads over the surface of the planet as it spins slowly in space. In bold letters, the word Universal slides round in front of it. Bold, shiny gold letters slide around the planet. Universal Pictures presents a David Zucker game with Trey Parker and Matt Stone. Basketball. The planet changes into a giant baseball, white with stitching round its edge. The movie opens with TV footage of a baseball game. The crowd chants excitedly as Reggie Jackson steps up to bat.
Reggie Jackson having an incredible night. 2 for 2 with a walk. 4 runs batted in. And he's already hit 2 home runs tonight. And just listen to that crowd.
In the crowd are 2 boys, one blonde, the other with curly hair and specs.
Come on, Reggie! Hit another one! Hit another home run! Coop, he's already hit 2.
Reggie hits.
The fly ball to right and deep. That's going to be way back. And that's going to be gone. Reggie Jackson hits his 3rd home run of the game.
In dramatic slow motion, the ball flies into the crowd. The blonde-haired Coop catches it in his mitt. His curly-haired pal claps him on the shoulder.
Good catch, Coop. I can't believe it! I mean, I totally had it, but my glasses slipped.
You know what, Reamer? Someday, I'm gonna become a big sports star, too.
Whatever you say, Coop.
You just watch me, dude. You just watch me.
Reggie races round.
There was a time in America when contests of athletic prowess were a metaphor for the nobility of man. Historic moments forged by the love of the game celebrated the human potential to achieve excellence. But as time passed and the country neared the millennium, something went awry.
An American football game.
One at the 10, the 5, touchdown, Dallas.
The ideal of sportsmanship began to take a back seat to excessive celebration.
Scoring a touchdown, the players do a triumphant dance which becomes more and more elaborate until team lines up for a high-kicking Irish dance.
The athletes caring less about executing the play than planning the vulgar grandstanding that inevitably followed even the most pedestrian of accomplishments. The games themselves became subordinate to the quest for money. Stadiums and arenas became nothing more than giant billboards to promote commercial products.
The Maxi Tampon Stadium.
Players sold their services to the highest bidder, much like the hired guns of the Old West.
And after playing for New England, San Diego, Houston, St. Louis, a year for the Toronto Argonauts, plus 1 season as a greeter at the Desert Inn, I'm happy to finally play here in the fine city of Miami.
He holds up a team shirt.
Minnesota.
Whatever. Shit.
Soon it was commonplace for entire teams to change cities in search of greater profits. The Minneapolis Lakers moved to Los Angeles, where there are no lakes. The Oilers moved to Tennessee, where there is no oil. The Jazz moved to Salt Lake City, where they don't allow music. The Oakland Raiders moved to LA and then back to Oakland. No one in Los Angeles seemed to notice. The search for greener pastures went on unabated. Continued expansion diluted the talent pool, forcing owners to recruit heavily from prisons, mental institutions, and Texas. Fist fighting and brawling permeated every sport.
An ice hockey player gets beheaded.
As the problems mounted, the fans became less and less interested. To reverse the trend, major sports started interleague play. When that novelty wore off, they tried intersports play.
Football players join a baseball game.
But no matter how far the major sports went, it wasn't enough to bring the fans back. The spirit of athletic competition, however, indeed was not dead. Its seed merely lay dormant in the dreams of the young.
You know, Reamer, someday I'm gonna be a big sports star.
An adult Coop is peeing in a bush outside a house.
You know, Reamer, someday I'm gonna own a big sports bar.
Hurry it up, Coop.
Hold on, I just gotta water the plants.
Coop finishes. Reamer waits for someone to answer the door.
Dude, I don't want to go to a party with a bunch of losers from high school.
But dude, this is Brittany Kaiser's house, and I really, really want to fuck her.
A man's opened the door.
Dr. Kaiser. It's Coop and Reamer.
He eyes them suspiciously.
We graduated with Brittany.
You graduated?
Of course we graduated, cockbeer.
In the party, everyone wears smart casuals except them.
Man, this place looks like a Dockers commercial.
Oh, hey, Steph!
Coop! Reamer!
Hey, you want a beer?
Oh my God, you guys haven't changed since high school.
Oh, cool.
No, it isn't.
Frowning, Coop and Reamer move on.
Cock.
Hey, Skidmark Steve!
Hey, dude.
Oh, cool. You still just hanging out playing Nintendo?
Well, if you must know, I'm in my second year of med school, and I'm training for the summer games. What are you two up to?
Just hanging out, playing Nintendo. Cock.
They spot an attractive brunette and sidle up behind her.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
She turns round.
Coop, Reamer, I didn't think you guys would show up.
Well, we wouldn't miss your party.
No, I mean, I don't remember putting you on the guest list.
Huh. Well, Ted told us about it.
Excuse me. Ted, why don't you tell us leave about the party? What are you doing?
Man, this party sucks. Let's bail.
No, dude. Let's go up to Brittany's room.
Coop opens a drawer.
Reamer! Come in here! Check it out!
Reamer stops drinking out of the bidet and joins him.
Brittany's underwear, dude. Aw, dude.
As Coop sniffs knickers, Reamer finds a vibrator.
Dude! Oh, I am so jealous of you. Oh, yeah.
He starts licking it. Brittany appears.
Excuse me.
Brittany.
What are you guys doing in my mom's room?
Coop unfolds the huge pair of knickers. He runs out.
Get out of here!
Reamer gives Brittany the vibrator.
Oh!
And escapes. They wander out to a basketball net by the driveway.
Dude, we're never gonna get a chick like Brittany Kaiser, are we?
Or any other chick.
But it's only because we have no jobs. And our rent check's 3 months overdue, and our gas is about to get shut off.
They score every time.
What do girls want anyway? Well, apparently not total losers. We're pretty good at basketball. Yeah, as long as we don't have to run or jump or dribble or nothing. You know what I mean?
That shit's overrated anyway.
Yeah.
Hey! You guys up for a little game?
Sure.
Well, let's make it interesting. Say $20.
How about 50?
You're on. Let's go.
Let's go, here we go.
Dude, we don't have $50. We don't have 20.
Look, it doesn't matter. How good can they be?
They're very good.
Delay, baby. Oh, yes, that's pretty.
One jumps and slam dunks.
Oh, shit.
They pull off some flashy moves.
Come on, ladies. We're playing or not?
Yeah, but not that pussy-ass two-on-two you guys play in the suburbs.
What, you guys got something better?
Yeah, but it's this new game we picked up in the hood.
So what is it?
Okay. I shoot from wherever I want, right? And then you have to make that same shot or else you get a letter.
You mean like horse?
No, it's not like horse! Duh! It's baseball rules. Yeah, like a single's from the free throw line. Right, and a double's from the top of the key. You can't shoot from the same place twice. But a triple's from back here, and a home run's from behind the meatballs. You miss, you get an out. Ready?
Break. Whoa, what?
We can explain it more slowly if you need us to. You're not big sports guys?
The girls look at their guys.
No.
We get it. You get it, man.
Loser's up first.
So, what, let me get this straight. This is a single, right?
Yeah, and a home run's behind the meatballs.
Come on, take your shot, guy.
As he shoots, Coop spits beer over his feet.
What is that, man?
You can't spit beer at me when I'm shooting.
No, that's the way we play in the hood. I can do whatever I want to make you miss your shot.
He's right, that's one out.
One out.
One out? Give me the damn ball.
As the second jock shoots, Reamer stares at him.
Fucked your sister.
Huh?
The ball rebounds off the backboard.
Coop lines up for a double. Okay, guy on second and third. He's got a runner on third. This could bring him home.
Coop and Reamer score. An audience gathers as Coop dances around in front of one of the jocks, who misses.
Yes! Two out!
God, this is... Come on!
Reamer spits watermelon seeds at the other jock, who misses.
Ed Nugent.
Reamer gets it in on the rebound.
Oh! Tip in! Double play! That's three outs!
What?
We're up. It's double play, jackass.
Reamer scores.
That's nice. Real nice.
Bottom of the eighth. This could almost seal it.
Coop scores.
Oh, he made that look easy.
As the jocks are up, Coop takes a flash photo of one of them.
Come on, man.
Reema fishes around in his mouth.
Oh, one of Brittany's mom's pubic hairs.
Oh, God.
Making the other guy miss.
Come on, man.
Dude, we win the game. Dude, that was a sweet psych out.
Oh, dude, here's another one.
You know, what the hell's up with that?
We win, and they get the chips. That sucks, dude.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's jobs. We gotta get jobs. Then we get the khakis. Then we get the chicks. Starting tomorrow, we gotta stop playing games.
The next day...
Miss it. Steve Perry.
Coop misses.
Ah, yes, three outs. I'm up. All right, it's the bottom of the fifth.
Joseph R. Cooper?
A short guy comes up.
A single man on first. Are you Joe Cooper?
Cut the crap, Squeak. You know who I am.
Gentlemen, this form authorizes me to enter onto your property and terminate services forthwith until all delinquent payments have been generated.
What? Dude, he's here to shut off the gas.
Wait, dude, you work for the gas company now?
Reema scores.
Gentlemen!
Double! Guy on second and third.
Is your canine locked up and or safely secured within your domicile?
Yeah, he's at the vet getting his claws removed.
And if you'll excuse me.
Dude, does it just suck being you?
Show those guys what sucks.
Steve Perry.
And I should have been gone.
In the yard, Squeak steps in some poo.
Oh, yeah, he misses.
Oh, damn it.
As he scrapes it off his shoe, a Rottweiler attacks him. His uniform ripped, Squeak gets tossed back over the gate.
Exactly.
It
doesn't put any runners on base.
Yeah, that's a sweet idea.
You lied to me! Again!
Oh, right. I guess the dog's vet appointment's tomorrow, isn't it?
We took the cat in today. Honest mistake, Squeak. Sorry.
My name's not Squeak, all right? It's Kelly!
All right, you little bitch. Here, why don't you take a shot?
Squeak takes the ball.
I want to take a shot. I want to turn off your gas. And don't call me bitch.
Okay, Squeak. Let's just shoot for it.
Shoot for it? What, are you insane? This is my job, you assholes.
Look, it's a good deal. All you got to do is make a single from right here, and you can shut off our gas, and we'll never call you Squeak again.
Or bitch.
Or bitch.
Squeak, sorry, Kenny, takes his place in front of them.
Right here?
Mm-hmm.
He gets ready to shoot.
All right. Check this shit out.
Steve Perry.
Huh?
He throws it into the yard.
Oh! Tough break, Squeak. Yeah, now you gotta fetch the ball, bitch.
3 months later, a crowd's gathered around their driveway and a game's in progress.
All right. Come on, Squeak. You win the game with this one, baby. Bring me home.
Squeak scores.
Yes! That's it! We win the game!
Coop gets ready to psych out another opponent.
Dude, we got 5 runs at it.
You know, this game's all pretty
right.
Badass.
Another game. We're up. Top of the first.
Yo, Tyler. I hear your sister's going out with Squeak.
What?
He misses.
Mark me down for another psych out.
Hey, I'm not going out with his sister.
Dude, that's the defense. You gotta psych him out.
Yeah, we gotta say totally fucked up shit to make sure the other guy misses.
All right, okay. Hey, wait a minute. Why is me going out with his sister totally fucked up?
Yo, Pierce. I hear your mom's going out with Squeak.
Squeak's almost hit.
Oh, yes, 2 outs.
Inside.
Okay, so you're gonna 1/12 of the rent, 1/12 of the water bill, 1/12 of the power bill, 1/12 of the cable bill. Check it out. What's that?
It's a basketball.
Whoa, dude, you made a ball? Out of what?
The reclining chair's all ripped up and the ball, like a giant baseball, has Lazy Boy written on it.
Dude, I can't believe those asswipes fired you for not shutting off our gas for 6 weeks.
It was losing the truck that pissed them off the most.
Well, you can camp out here for a while.
Well, this is pretty sweet. Is this couch fold out to a bed?
Yeah, totally great bed. But that's Jenkins' bed. Your bed's over here.
A cot.
Dude, that is so fucking weak. How am I supposed to get a chick in that?
No, don't worry, dude. You couldn't get a chick if you had a $100 bill hanging out of your zipper.
Yeah, I could.
No, dude, you're a little bitch.
I am not. I don't even know why I hang out with you guys.
Because you're a piece of shit.
I am not a piece of shit.
Well, yeah, but you're a little bitch.
Sure are.
God damn it, man. I swear, you guys rip on me 13 or 14 more times, I'm out of here.
Whatever. Dude, I gotta show you the scoreboard I'm here.
Coop and Reema amble off.
Your place is a shithole anyway.
Squeak opens the window to the yard where the dog is kept.
Oh, at least I'm on the team. Yeah. They want me. Ah!
6 months later.
Joe Bryant, WIGM. At the scene where an unusual new driveway game has captured the imagination of at least
young
one neighborhood.
Young and old have gathered here tonight, really enjoying this
championship. The entire league has sprung up around this quirky
round robin, starting with 12 teams in June, now down to just 2, including, we're told, the inventors of the game. Chuck...
Coop shoots.
It's off the rim, could be a double play. Maxwell tips.
It rebounds off the backboard.
Newman's try.
Another bounce.
No! Shirts have a shot at the conversion. Reamer.
Reamer jumps and hits it with his hand.
Keeps alive. Last chance. Coop.
And Coop puts it in the basket.
Good! They make the conversion! And the home run counts!
Bulb splash. Coop dances triumphantly. The winning team group hug and are presented with a huge trophy.
Yeah! What a game! The Shirts win the World Championship of Basketball!
An elderly man in a cowboy hat pushes through the crowd.
Gentlemen, I'm Ted Denslow.
Ted Denslow, the billionaire?
Yes. Anyway, I like your little game here. How'd you like to go pro?
Basketball?
I got three words for you. National Basketball League.
We're not interested.
Now, wait a minute. Hear me out. You kids with your loud music and your Dan Fogelberg, your Zima, hula hoops, and Pac-Man video games, don't you see? People today have attention spans that can only be measured in nanoseconds.
Reamer's already distracted, gazing at a bird on a branch.
I hear you.
Just look at these people.
Some guys are on the roof.
I can see they feel a certain connection with you as players. Basketball, we can start fresh. Not allow teams to change cities or players to be traded. And everybody will get paid the same. Just like when I was a kid and players were treated like...
Indentured servants?
Yes. And the real beauty of this game is anyone can play. Any normal Joe can be a sports hero. Haven't you ever wanted to be a sports hero?
Sure, once. But that was a long time ago.
Well, if I know anything about this country, America will go nuts for basketball. I mean, America will go crazy for basketball.
The guys tumble off the roof.
Yeah, listen to that crowd. Listen to that crowd.
Coop frowns and chews his lip. Now a band plays on a stage in a large, packed stadium. I say she never cared and that she never will. It's 5 years later. The spectators dance in their seats. The court consists of a baseball diamond, and at one tip is a garage with a basketball net over the door. Referees skate around. Someone dressed up as a giant beer barrel mascot jiggles around. Cheerleaders dance with their pom-poms. Coop, wearing a kit with beers emblazoned on the shirt, stands anxiously in the team's dugout on the sidelines. He looks up at banners with pictures of himself, Reamer, and Squeak. Out of a rack full of brand new basketballs, he picks out the original Lazy Boy ball.
Ninth inning, the Bears still behind by 3 runs and now down to their last out. And the pressure on these players has got to be enormous.
All right, you guys, we've got 1 out left. We're not beat yet, we can still win this thing. Can we do it?
Yeah!
Can we do it?
Yeah!
And what a game these fans are seeing. That gentleman, of course, Bears owner Ted Denslow, the father of professional basketball, along with his lovely new wife, Yvette.
Coop warms up.
Now shooting number 44, Coop, Herman Cooper.
Coop goes to the diamond. In the commentary box,
Coop is heading for the triple square. And Bob Costas, this has to be one of the most exciting basketball games in recent memory.
Hard to believe that just 5 years ago, this game was played only on driveways.
And it's hard to believe just 5 years ago, those girls were only in grade school.
He's leering at the scantily clad cheerleaders.
So Coop at the triple line, and Jansen sets up for the psych out.
Hey, Coop, be right with you, girl.
Jansen leaves him alone to shoot.
It's good. Oh, nothing but net. Coop triples again. He's hit for the cycle 7 times tonight.
The Milwaukee Bears celebrate. Coop gallops around the diamond, slapping a Dallas Felons player on the backside.
Go, Coop, get in there!
And listen to those foam hands doing the Bears chum.
Squeak watches a portable TV.
Coop's on third with 2 down, and that brings up Squeak Scolari.
Oh, God, I knew it was going to come down to me. I just knew it.
Relax, dude. It's not just you. We're a team.
And it all comes down to just one man.
Oh, God.
Listen to me, dude. If I could have one guy out there right now, one guy, it'd be you.
Unfortunately, that one man is Squeak Scolari.
Oh, shit.
Listen, pretend this is just another game.
This Denslow Cup is, of course, the biggest game of the season.
Oh, Christ.
Will you turn that shit off?
I'm so scared, man.
Listen to me, you little bitch.
You either go out there and make that shot, I'm gonna shove your head so far up your fucking ass, you have to wear your selfless hat!
And in the dugout, Doug Reamer giving his teammates some last-minute encouragement.
Now go out there and make that shot!
Squeak slaps Reamer's face hard and heads out to the court. The Dallas cheerleaders parade in black leather S&M gear.
The talented Felon girls appearing in their third Denslow Cup game.
Now shooting number 23, Squeak, Little Big Scolari.
Warming up with the weighted ball, Squeak keels over backwards.
So Squeak Scolari walks out to take the last remaining single.
Come on, bitch. How's it, bitch?
Squeak shoots.
Hey, Squeaks, miss it.
Good, and the Bears stay alive in the night.
A slimy man sits in the crowd.
Dallas Felons owner Baxter Kane hoping for another Denslow Cup victory.
Now shooting number 17, Duff Swish Reamer. Two on, two out. Reamer heads for the double line.
Hey, Reamer, better make sure your toe's not over the line.
Hey, Jansen, nice psych out, Dingleberry.
Yes!
Yeah! It's in. It's now a two-run game. Dirk Jansen apparently missing another psych-out. And everyone here at Beer's Garden is on their feet.
Coop steps up.
And Al, at a time like this, you can't help thinking about guys like John Elway. Guys who kept coming close and then finally got there.
Ted chokes on his hot dog.
If Coop can make this one, the Beer's long wait will be over.
Jansen spots him.
Hey, Coop! Looks like your boy Dazzle's about to buy the farm.
Coop sees Ted collapsing and topples over himself.
He missed. I don't believe it. The Felons win their second consecutive Denslow Cup on the strength of a Dirk Jansen psychout.
I got you, dude. I got you.
Whoa. Relax. Do the happy dance. We just lost a game.
Do the happy dance.
Coop swings his arms.
Where's the singing?
Oh, I don't want to sing.
Do the singing. Come on, sing.
Happy dance. Doing the happy dance.
The crowd pelt him with eggs.
Shit, Denslow!
And these Bears fans have to be disappointed. What an unfortunate thing to happen on Dozen Egg Night.
Coop reaches Ted, who's lying flat on his back on the ground.
My husband! Somebody help him! My God!
Mrs. Denslow, if there's anything you need.
Oh, Teddy! I can't believe it. He just fell over!
As Coop pumps on Ted's chest, the hot dog shoots up out of his mouth and back in again.
I wish there was something I could do.
He points at his empty bun.
I know, Mr. Denslow, they stopped serving him after the seventh inning. Somebody get this man a hot dog!
Ted breaks an egg over Coop's head and dies. Baxter's interviewed in the Dallas locker room.
Absolutely right, Jim. Ted Denslow was a hero because his vision brought basketball from neighborhood driveways into bigger arenas, but more importantly, into the hearts and TVs of America. It's a very sad day. His untimely death cast an unbearable pall over an otherwise sweet victory.
Yes, hey, and all of our hearts are with you and your family on this.
Go, Dallas, you do.
Dirk Jansen, winner.
Wearing loser shirt and caps, Reamer watches Jansen on TV.
But I think the whole key to the game was when I psyched out Coop, no doubt about it. And all you people,
I can't believe this guy. He didn't psych me out.
Yeah, if anyone should get the psych out, it should be Denslow.
Dude, weak.
Oh, Coop. I know this is a dark time for you, but I'd like to get your thoughts on what happened today.
Well, Tim, today I lost the big game and a dear friend. I'm feeling pretty vulnerable right now. I don't think I should be alone. I really need people to talk.
It certainly does seem to be raining shit on Joe Cooper right now. On paper, the Bears have the far superior team. With the outside shooting of Coop and the deadly accuracy of Doug Reamer, what happened out there?
It was a team effort, and I guess it took every player working together to lose this one.
Thanks, Doug. And so...
Hey, want to do an interview with me?
No. So another basketball championship is in the books. Yet another opportunity lost for the Bears.
Man, I gotta go.
Squeaks in a jacuzzi.
Hey, Coop! Coop! Hey,
what's going on?
Coop!
Squeak spins round five.
This is Tom McCarver from Bears Garden, where the Dallas Felons have defeated the Milwaukee Bears.
Behind the reporter, Squeak is sucked down the plug hole. Outside the stadium.
Everybody in.
Oh,
no.
One at a time.
An attractive woman shepherds kids into a minibus. One girl sees Coop emerging from the player's entrance.
There he is!
Where?
People crowd round the Dallas entrance, but Coop is alone.
Excuse me, hi. Would you mind signing a couple autographs for the kids?
I think you're looking for the Dallas locker room. It's over there.
Oh, I know, but it was so crowded. I mean, they would really rather have your autograph.
Really?
Anyway, would you mind signing these?
Sure. Oh.
He reaches for her bosom, but she produces two basketballs.
It's nice to meet you, Miss...
Reed. Jenna Reed.
Joe Cooper. Coop.
I know.
Are all these kids with you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been the director of the Dream Come True Foundation since October.
All the ones that grant wishes to sick and dying kids, right?
Oh, well, we prefer to think of them as health challenged and survival impaired.
So you're a big fan of basketball?
No, not really. I mean, the kids are big fans. I try and keep them interested in things that are a little more permanent.
Permanent?
Well, you know how professional athletes come and go these days.
Well, not in basketball. There's rules against it.
Well, hello.
Oh, Miss Reed, this is Reamer.
Would you like a fresh pretzel?
Coop frowns.
I baked it myself.
Oh. Thank you.
Goes great with mustard.
Okay.
Sweet. Oh. Dude, you didn't make that pretzel, did you?
Well, of course not, but chicks like guys who can cook. Didn't you know that?
What?
Ah, see, it worked. She was checking out my ass. Yeah. She wasn't checking out your ass.
All set then? Well, I better get these kids back. Little Travis is getting impatient.
Hey, I love kids. Which one's Travis?
Oh.
Here. Heads up, big guy.
The ball bounces off the kid's forehead, knocking him over.
He's sleeping.
I need a little work on the hands.
He's blind, Doug.
Ah.
On TV, footage of violent riots.
Pelicans fans rejoiced in their team's Denslow Cup victory with a huge celebration in downtown Dallas. Final tally, 14 injured, 3 dead. And on a sad note, the sports world was devastated tonight by the passing of Ted Denslow. By all accounts, the late Bears owner seemed to be the only one surprised by his death, and it appears time just finally ran out
for the old cocksucker.
Theodore Denslow, dead at 85. His hairpiece was 24.
Ted.
These chaps I wore in rootin' tootin' rhythm, I bequeathed to my nephew Herman. Hope he looks as snappy in them as I did. And this poncho that kept me dry.
Mrs. Denslow, Baxter Cain, may I sit down?
Of course.
My deepest sympathy on your great loss.
Thank you, Mr. Cain.
Hand-painted plate commemorating the Pope's visit to Dodger Stadium. I leave to my niece, Susan.
Smiling, a woman steps up to collect the plate. Coop arrives and sits down near to Jenna. He spots her.
Jenna, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm not sure. I got this letter.
Yeah, me too.
Reema comes in with an enormous wreath, which knocks the plate out of Susan's hand.
Where's the body? They buried him 2 days ago. This is a will reading.
Well, in that case,
These are for you, Jenna.
He hands her the wreath.
I bequeath these season tickets to the Dream Come True Foundation.
Jenna takes them.
I wanted you to know I had nothing but respect for your late husband. Unfortunately, he was the one person who stood in the way of making any kind of changes in basketball that might increase the owner's profits. Can't imagine what he had against making money. I trust that quality isn't sexually transmitted.
Yvette Denslow looks uncertainly at Baxter.
That's pretty sweet, huh?
Yeah, the kids will be very excited. Especially little Joey.
Joey?
Well, he's such a big fan of yours. You know, he's going into the hospital next week, and he had begged me to ask you if you'd come by for a visit sometime, but you know what? It's not a good idea.
Oh, I'd love to come by. Hey, I'll come by. I like hospitals. No, you don't. You like Taco Bell.
No, really. I went to this hospital one time in France. I got together with this really hot chick.
Dude, that was a hostel.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, of course, my beloved Beers, I bequeath controlling interest to Joseph R. Cooper.
Reema springs to his feet.
Yes, we own the team.
I gave him the best 3 months of my life.
Sweet.
Squeak and Reema high five.
Way to go, dude.
And Coop?
Yes, Mr. Denslow?
I know you have it in you to lead the Bears to victory this season. Because if you don't, the team reverts to Yvette.
Don't feel badly about losing the team. I believe this is merely a temporary situation.
Thank you, Mr. Kane. It's nice to have a strong, handsome man like you on my side.
Well, yes. I'd love to discuss this further with you. Why don't you visit sometime? Maybe we could lay some carpet. if you know what I mean.
At this time, I'd like to ask everyone to leave the room so I can have a private moment with Coop.
No one budges. Coop looks around with a nervous smile.
Now that we're alone, Coop, there's something I want to tell you. Remember when you had the crabs and the only thing that made you feel better was this lotion? Well, I found another use for it. It feels so good. It makes me want to sing. Just like that night we spent in the tattoo parlor in Chicago. Come on, baby.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts. And I'm too sexy for my car. Too sexy for my car. Too sexy by far.
You getting this?
In the Kane International Sports Enterprises office, Yvette is on her hands and knees, straining and thrusting a piece of carpet into place.
That's two rooms done. Boy, those corners are tricky.
You've done a fine job, Yvette. Now, as I was saying, I think I've come up with a plan to make sure that Coop never wins that Denslow Cup.
Oh, so then the team will be mine?
Yes.
That's wonderful, Baxter. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to move on to the conference room?
No, not yet. But you know, I think my lobby could use a good buffing, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean.
And sure enough, Yvette is literally buffing the lobby floor and loses control of the polishing machine. Now a crowded basketball stadium.
And the Bears coming up to bat for the first time in the season opener against Miami, a game they have dedicated to Ted Denslow, the team wearing black in memory of the late Bears owner.
Jack Sock. The
Bears cheerleaders, also mourning the loss.
The cheerleaders cavort in lacy black bras, panties, and stockings. The lecherous commentator, Al, eyes them up. Bob frowns at Al. In the dugout, Coop spits on the ground.
Dude, it's a whole different ballgame now that you own the team.
Yeah, I was just thinking. Denzel was right. This season could be different. We just gotta kick some ass. We're playing to keep this team. You up for it?
Dude, I'm in, all or nothing.
Coop takes a wad of chewing tobacco out of his mouth, Reema puts it in his, and spits them out.
And joining us in the booth this evening, big fan of basketball, Tony Nocciolino, who plays, as you know, Latino cut-up Scooter on the new hit comedy series What's the Difference, airing between Recycled Junk starring Lisa Campbell and Same Old Crap featuring teen heartthrob Mark Swenson, all part of the great fall lineup on our network's Who Gives a Rat's Ass Thursdays.
And Tony, it is great to have you with us.
So Miami takes the field and we're underway here tonight. Coop steps into the single screen.
Unfazed by the psych out, Coop shoots.
It's good, and the Bears are off to a promising start tonight. And this game is made all the more special by the fact it's free-range chicken night.
Bears up by two, but the dealers are threatening here with one out. And that brings up Enrique Hernandez.
The team eats barbecue chicken. In front of Enrique, Coop produces a bag of white gunge.
Hernandez, look. Fat liposuctioned out of Marlon Brando's ass. Oh no, what am I doing here?
He drinks some through a straw.
Oh, it's all salty and warm. Oh, why would I do this? Oh, this guy ate a lot of pork. Oh. Wait.
Enrique scores.
Damn it.
Dude, I thought it was a killer psych out.
Really? This is sick.
Shake it off. I got this guy. Yo, Gomez.
He opens his shirt.
Got milk?
And squirts milk out of his left nipple into Gomez's face.
Yeah,
he misses.
Coop tips and it's good.
Double play. Bears win. And Reema still nailing down that psycho.
Reema drenches Gomez with the milky spray. After the game, chickens still range freely about as the guys head off.
Dude, we totally kicked ass.
Yeah, and this is just a start.
Dad, could you sign my chicken?
Joe Cooper, Baxter Kane.
Kane, yeah, Denslow told me about you.
I want to take this opportunity to welcome you to our community of owners. And if there's anything that you need, don't hesitate to ask.
Thanks, dude. Later.
Well, Coop, we're going to be voting next week on making some changes in basketball's rules. I want to be able to tell the others that you're with us.
Why? I think basketball's fine the way it is.
Of course, in some respects. But until we allow teams to move cities and players to change teams and take advantage of lucrative corporate tie-ins, I'm afraid you and your colleagues are going to have to continue working for...
Baxter reaches down towards some chickens feeding on the ground.
Chicken poo?
Feed. Chicken feed. Poop, the ball is in your court. In order for those rules to change, every owner has to vote yes.
Men cleaning the arena hoover up chickens and spray out white feathers.
Look, I appreciate what you're saying, but you're asking me to go against every reason we created this.
Before you make any hasty decisions, I suggest you discuss it with your teammate.
I don't have to. We're best friends. We think alike. Look, I'm sorry, but if you want unanimous consent, you're gonna have to get it from one of the other owners.
Baxter pensively raises a hand to his mouth, smearing chicken poo over his top lip. Now the red-clad New Jersey informants cheerleaders strut their stuff.
Oh my God, get their ass!
You gonna take these mooks out or what?
Yeah, let me handle this
In the river, baby!
Get about it!
Come on!
Yo, Coop! Your mother's a terrible cook!
Not remotely psyched out by the opposing team, Coop scores.
Oh, yeah!
Damn! Kick your ass, Mary! Easy!
As a New Jersey informant player prepares to take his turn, Rima stands right in front of him, fishing around frantically in his shorts. The player's unimpressed.
Can't gross me out, Rima.
Oh yeah, we'll check out Coop.
Coop pulls out a sheet of tinfoil, screws it up into a ball, and chews manically on it. The player flunks his shot. The San Francisco Ferries cheerleaders are hunky, muscle-bound men who tear off their white shirts and throw them into the crowd. Rima prepares to psych out an opposing player.
He's in.
He draws close.
I want to feel you. Deep inside me.
He misses.
Yeah! You can't do that! That's not fair, man!
The cheerleaders perform.
Oh, come on, Zane. That was fair. You know, come on, let's play ball. Hey, Watson, have you seen those beer commercials? Atta speak San Francisco.
He flashes squeaks back.
But join us!
Making Watson miss, the referee objects.
No, that wasn't a gay joke. That was an Australian joke.
Baxter reads a newspaper headline, beer's still winning more and more games. The San Antonio Defenders cheerleaders are semi-clad cowgirls with tassly bikinis, raccoon's tail hats, and a bum-slapping dance. The players huddle.
Come on, let's do it!
All right, what do we always say?
One, two, three.
Fuck the Mexicans!
As one player takes position, Rima hauls his shorts up and pulls a buck-toothed face.
Sure, guess I'll take my shot now. Sure, if I make it so I can get home quick and smack my wife in the eye, yeah, bro.
Shut up, Rima.
Well, shut your mouth, bitch!
He scores.
Yeah! Yes! All right! Take that, Rima!
Shit!
Rima pulls out the false teeth. Coop steps up to the next player. He holds up his middle finger, holds up a pair of secateurs, moves them towards the finger and closes the sharp blades around it. Ignoring everyone's pleading, he slices the finger off, producing a fountain of blood. Blood soaks his face.
Oh, my eye! My eye!
It's a fake arm. In the hospital, Jenna sits at little Joey's bedside, reading to him.
If a woman wants a mate who is responsive, she will reveal to him the secret of woman's duality. She will tell him about the interior woman, that one who, added to herself, makes two.
She looks up to see Coop come in.
Hi, I didn't expect that you'd come.
I just thought I'd come say hi to our little friend Joey.
Oh, well, you know what? He's sleeping, and I really wanted to finish this book.
Well, maybe it'll make him feel better.
Well...
Joey?
Joey wakes up.
Joey? Look who's here.
My biological father?
No, dude, it's me, Joe Cooper.
Coop? Coop, is it really you?
Yeah, it's me.
Wow, I watched all your road games. Your psychouts were the best.
Thanks, dude. Right on.
Coop, what's a vagina?
So, what seems to be the problem with you, guy?
I'm going to die.
Well, we're all going to die.
Yeah, but not this week.
Joey, what did I tell you about staying positive? Besides, your donor liver's due to arrive today.
Oh, hey, look what I brought you.
Wow, lazy boy!
Yeah, I made it myself, you know. If I had a nickel for every time this ball pulled me out of a tight spot, I'd have a shitload of nickels.
Jenna glares.
Gee, Coop, I want to be just like you when I grow up.
Here's your decaf mocha, Jenna.
just like you take it. Non-fat milk, low-fat whipped cream, a little sprinkle of cinnamon.
Thank you, Doug.
And I baked you fresh poppy seed muffins, too.
Oh.
Coop's flabbergasted.
Give me a break, poppy seed muffins. Yeah, I thought you had your electrolysis appointment this morning.
I did. Here, look, check it out.
Grima shows him the inside of his hairless nostrils.
Hey, listen, partner, I talked to the people at the Dream Come True Foundation, and they want to make your last wish... they want to make your dream come true, as long as it doesn't involve, like, a miracle cure or something like that. Well, hell, the guys on death row only get a meal, right? So what's your dream?
Well, I've always dreamed of big game hunting. How about killing an endangered species, like a bald eagle or a giant panda?
Well, Joey, I don't think that's in the true spirit of the Foundation.
Well, then, how about poisoning a reservoir?
I know!
How about throwing flesh-eating fish into a public swimming pool?
I don't think you're quite getting the point, dude.
Come on, Joey. Search your heart. What's the one thing that you want more than anything else in the world?
Joey thinks carefully.
Chelsea Clinton?
Their faces fall.
That's a pretty tall order, dude. You'd have a better shot at Bill. You have any backup dreams?
Well, there is one other thing. Could I just once, could I hang out with the team? Just spend a day with the Beers? Could I, Coop?
Oh, I don't know.
And Miss Reed, too.
Coop's face lights up. Rima gives an approving nod. Squeaks raking leaves into a sack held open by Rima. Coop is holding a sack open for Jenna, so Rima comes over and vies for her attention with his sack. Joey mows the lawn behind them. The guys are tinkering with a car engine. Joey rolls out from under the car, his face smeared with oil. In a laundrette, the five of them sit in a line, watching their washing go round. Jenna and Rima throw leaves playfully at Coop, who retaliates aggressively, then lunges at Rima. Squeaks chased by the out-of-control lawnmower. In the garage, Jenna brings sandwiches. Joey takes one in his blackened fingers. In the laundrette, Coop wears a dopey smile. Back in the garage, the boys nod and wave to Jenna, but once she's gone, they chuck away their sandwiches. At an oriental massage parlour, Rima, Coop and Joey are joined in their private booths by beautiful masseuse girls. The poor Squeak is joined by a gargantuan sumo wrestler, who holds him down as he tries to escape. Now, Coop, Rima, Squeak and Joey are sitting in the bar doing tequila slammers. They all lick salt off their hands, slam their shots on the bar, knock them back, suck on their limes, and grimace.
This has been so fun. I feel like I'm gonna puke all over the bar. Oh, look, Jerry Springer.
Here she is, your daughter-in-law, who you're not too crazy.
No, she's my son's wife. Get that.
Whoa. Nicole! Let's say hi to Nicole.
Oh, okay. We'll drink every time a fight breaks out.
Right. All right. Jerry!
Fight.
They all lick, slam, drink, suck, wince. Their glasses are refilled, and another fight breaks out on the TV above the bar.
Goodbye.
More people join in the TV catfight, provoking a messy riot of licking, banging, slurping, and sucking all along the bar.
See, Joey? Dreams really do come true.
Joey's eyes roll back in his head as he drains his glass. Feeling pretty giddy, Squeak glances over his shoulder. A rather masculine-looking woman, also sitting at the bar, catches his eye and gives him a coy smile.
You're the best, Coop.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's late. We've got a game tonight. And you've got that big liver operation.
Yeah, but...
What, dude? Don't worry, you're gonna be fine.
I just know I could pull through if...
What, dude?
Joey, you just say it and Coop will do it.
Could you, Coop? Do you think you could hit a home run for me in tonight's game?
Well, dude, come on, Coop. It's not like he's asking you to hit two home runs.
Two? Could you hit two home runs?
Of course he could. This is Coop Cooper you're talking about here. Hell, he could hit three home runs if he wanted to, huh, Coop?
Three? All right.
Reamer, can I talk to you over there real quick? Thanks.
Hey, you know, Joey, I've hit my fair share of home runs, too.
That's nice. But Coop's gonna hit three home runs for me.
That's great, Joey.
I think Coop's the greatest guy in the whole wide world.
Coop smashing the hell out of Rima.
All right.
There, I feel much better now.
Mr. Squeak?
What?
What grade are you in?
Hey, anybody call a taxi?
Yeah, I'll call a taxi. We gotta get going if I'm gonna hit those three home runs.
Don't you worry. From now on, everything's gonna be A-okay.
Gee, Coop, this is the best day of my entire life.
Carried on Coop's shoulders, Joey collides with the doorframe.
Oh my, what a story this is. Little Joey Thomas undergoing a life-saving operation tonight. The fans here, of course, all wearing yellow ribbons in support of this brave little boy.
Coop faces the wrong way.
And his hero, Joe Cooper, promising to hit 3 home runs, a promise that could mean the difference between life and death for this brave little boy.
Hey, Pete! What's the matter with Coop tonight?
I don't know, but he's 1 for 11 and he smells like Christian Slater.
Coop in the home run circle, getting ready to take his shot. It's up. It's good! Coop sinks his second home run of the game.
Coop staggers drunkenly around the diamond and crashes backwards through the garage door. In the operating theater...
His blood sugar's way up since yesterday. Has there been any change in his fluid intake? Sweet Jesus, his sodium level's through the roof.
It's the strangest thing. He's 8 years old and he smells like Robert Downey Jr.
9th inning. Everyone's stomach in knots here as Coop steps up for his last at-bat. One more chance for that 3rd home run.
Weimer and Squeak have been vomiting copiously into metal buckets.
Hey, she's here, man. That girl from the bar.
That's a guy.
A guy?
Yeah, that's a dude.
No way. You're just saying that because you want her for yourself.
No, dude, I'm saying that because she's a guy.
It's impossible. Just look at her. She's got the cutest little upturned nose, softest lips, sweetest Adam's apple.
Weimer spews again.
Yeah. I think I can smell her perfume from here.
Realizing he's actually smelling Rima's puke, Squeak blows more chunks. Getting ready for his next go, Coop motions for quiet. Joey watches from his hospital bed.
Coop calls for quiet. One more chance for that 3rd home run.
He's in deep focus out there, Bob. This obviously means a lot to him.
Coop has fallen fast asleep on his feet.
He shoots! It's going, going. Looks like Coop has made a dream come true for a very brave little...
The ball sails over the basket and into the scoreboard. Coop falls over backwards.
Wow, the Lord must really have it in for that little boy.
The guys run into the hospital, find Joey's bed empty.
Why? Come on, Coop. It's over. Poor Joey, why?
I'm sorry, dude.
If you're looking for Joey Thomas, he's been moved next door.
Oh, man.
They sprint next door, knocking Squeak over in the rush.
Oh, my God!
It's the morgue.
Oh, why?
Gentlemen, he's in this room.
Squeak gets trampled as they dash to the next ward.
Joey! I'm here for you, dude.
The operation went fine. And then just after your game, we thought he was suffocating. He kept screaming, choke, choke. Then he lost consciousness. He'll be fine in the morning, but don't stay too long.
Coop sits down on Joey's oxygen pipe.
Joey, I'm sorry I missed that 3rd home run. But remember how I said that dreams really do come true? Well, they don't.
Joey sits up, suffocating.
Coop, he's awake. I think he's trying to tell you something.
What is it, Joey? What?
Hey, he's turning blue!
Oh my God, this poor kid's freezing. He needs a blanket.
Coop gets up, giving Joey some air before Weimer takes his place. Coop whips away a blanket, flinging a patient through the air.
Blanket!
The wire's pulled out of his monitor.
Holy mother of God, he's flatlining! You killed him!
Oh my God!
I didn't kill him!
Dude, you missed the 3rd home run and you killed him.
No! No, I'm not gonna give up on this kid!
Coop, calm down!
Come on, Joey, come back to me! Coop, get a hold of yourself!
Coop, no!
Leave me alone! Live! Damn it, live!
What the hell are you doing?
Where are those little heart paddle things that George Clooney uses?
Not those!
Dude, let's just bail! Give me these things!
You're gonna kill him!
Clear!
He zaps Joey. Squeak feels his foot.
No pulse, Coop.
Crank up the voltage! 10,000 volts! Clear!
Grasping Joey's feet, Squeak gets electrocuted and steam comes out of his ears.
Up to 15,000!
15,000 volts!
No! Clear!
The jolt throws Squeak across the room and down a hatch marked Soiled Laundry.
Coop, do you know what you're doing?
What's it look like?
An execution?
Damn it, man, I'm trying to save an innocent life!
I'm giving her all I've got, Captain.
I love you, always have.
Clear!
Another massive shock.
This isn't working. We gotta try open heart massage. I need a rib separator and a scalpel. Where do I cut? Start in the middle, work your way around. He's a flatliner. Call Blue Nurse. 73 C's responding.
The nurses come in.
I didn't kill him.
Get away from him. Get out of here.
Cardiac syringe coming through.
Running back in, Coop gets a bedpan stuck on each foot. The nurse tries to grab Coop's syringe, which gets plunged into an electric socket, frazzling them both and plunging the entire hospital into darkness. Back at home, Coop is watching a video of a Reggie Jackson game.
Reggie Jackson having an incredible night. 2 for 2 with a walk. 4 runs batted in, and he's already hit 2 home runs tonight. And you have to wonder just what Charlie Huff must be thinking as Reggie steps into the box here in the 8th. There's a fly ball.
Nature's fury. When man and beast collide on the back roads and byways of America. Roadkill. Caught on tape.
A succession of small animals sitting in the middle of the road are run over, bouncing off the car's bonnets and windscreens. Coop stares in appalled disbelief as the carnival of cuddly critter carnage continues.
I can't believe those assholes taped over the game!
He turns it off and gets up to answer the door.
Jenna.
Hi. Oh, I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
No, I was just fixing clam chowder. Come in.
Well, when you weren't at the hospital, I came right over. Apparently there was some sort of terrorist attack on the post-op ward.
Terrorists?
Yeah. Evidently they were disguised as basketball players. They went on some sort of rampage and I was so worried.
Coop whips his beer shirt off.
Joey.
Is he...
Oh, he's fine. He came through the operation with flying colors.
All right! That new livery should be peeing like a champ in no time, huh?
That's kidneys, Coop.
Oh. Well, have a seat.
Just wanted to stop by and thank you for all that you've done for Joey.
Oh, it's nothing.
I'm sure he's gonna remember this day for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
A framed photo.
Oh, what a great picture. Look at you guys. You seem so happy.
Yeah, I guess we were. We were just best friends playing ball in the driveway, you know? Next thing I know, I'm on ESPN and Wheaties boxes, and I guess it's all pretty sweet, but nowadays, well, since Denslow's been gone, I'm in charge of the team and the whole league now. Sometimes I forget why I play the game.
Why do you play, Coop?
Mr. October.
The guy in the Chippendales calendar?
No, that was Dwayne Zackamore. I mean, whoever it was that month. I'm talking about Reggie Jackson. I saw him play in a World Series once. He hit 3 home runs in one game. I caught the 3rd one in the stands. I remember growing up, it meant so much to me. All I ever dreamed of was to be that guy, you know, have that one shining moment. Be a hero.
You already are a hero, Coop. You won these kids' hearts, but...
What?
Well, I'm just worried about getting attached. I mean, the kids getting attached. I don't want them to be hurt.
Jenna, I would never do anything to hurt these kids.
But what Joey really needs to know is where are you gonna be next year?
Right here. And the next year, and the year after that. Right up until Joey grows up and... gets a driver's license. Starts going out with girls. Meets the right one. Forgets about basketball altogether.
Their lips meet. Jenna pulls away.
Goes home. Does some push-ups. Fucks the sleeve of his favorite jacket.
What?
Huh? I'm just saying. We'll be here for Joey, I promise.
Oh, Coop, I want to believe you. I want to believe you more than anything.
Coop kisses her.
Yo, Coop, check out all this cool shit we got at the hospital. Ooh, hey, Jenna.
Hey, Doug.
Wow. You're looking a little flushed. Do you have a temperature?
No, I'm fine.
Here, open your blouse and say ah. Reamer!
Doug, I gotta go.
No, Jenna.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I gotta go.
Jenna, aw. Aw. Thanks a lot, Dr. Dickhead. You totally fucked me there.
Dude, relax. It was just a joke.
Dude, why don't you give it up? She doesn't even like you. Oh, and you think she has the hots for you? Shit, Squeak here has a better chance with her than you do.
Hey, you think?
That's low, you son of a bitch.
What? Why is that low?
Dude, I know you're feeling jealous right now, but you can't blame me because I have a sweet ass. I can't help it.
Fuming, Coop turns away.
I'm doing the happy dance. Doing the happy dance.
taking Rima's stethoscope.
Does this thing work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rima gives the headphones to Squeak as Coop screams into it.
Asshole!
Squeak flies backwards.
You want to get a sandwich?
Yeah, let's get a sandwich.
God damn.
Mr. Kane, Doug Reamer's here to see you.
Reamer? I thought I'd ask him to come tomorrow.
Well, yes, sir, but he's here now in the trophy room.
The trophy room?
Mr. Kane. Mr. Kane. Mr. Kane.
Sweet.
In the trophy room, Reamer plucks an autographed baseball bat out of a glass case. He takes a backswing, but it slips out of his hand as his attention wanders. His eye is caught by a black man sitting motionless inside a big glass case. As Reamer inspects the label, the man turns his head.
Mr. Reamer!
Oh, hey, Mr. Kane.
I see you've been admiring my little museum.
Is that really?
Yes, when I see something I want, I get it. Remind me next time you're here to show you the prize in the whole collection. My autographed Ty Cobb bat.
Which Remus kept in the fire.
I'm planning to expand the museum out here next year.
Killer setup, Mr. Kane. What are you paying rent here?
Nothing, I own it. Oh, that reminds me, can you break a 20?
What, dollars?
I didn't think so. Let me get straight to the point, Don. May I call you Don?
Yeah, I guess.
Don, when I see one of baseball's hottest stars with less than $20 in his pocket, driving an American car and sharing a small house with two other guys, you know what that says to me?
Homos?
No, it says you're underappreciated and underpaid.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I guess we are underpaid.
Well, I want to change all that. Players of your caliber should be making the big bucks, don't you agree?
Reamer goes down the escalator.
Reamer!
He runs back out.
Try to stay with me on this, all right?
All right.
Now, last week I tried to get Coop to agree to certain rule changes that would make you millions.
Me? Millions?
Now, listen carefully. Do you think Shaq got rich playing in Orlando? Hardly. He made his fortune moving to L.A. You know how much he makes now?
As much as he made playing in college?
What? No, a lot more. Big money, and you can too.
Would I have to quit basketball?
What? No, I need you to get Coop to go along.
He'd have to quit basketball too?
Staring in exasperation at Reamer, Baxter enters an elevator.
Could I just fart?
Inside the elevator appears to be a staircase. At the Roswell Stadium, home of the aliens, the cheerleaders wear silver alien costumes.
Top of the seventh, and those cheers you're hearing from the nearly 15,000 on hand here for Anal Probe Night. So two outs, and Doug Reamer heading for the triple square. He's 0 for 12 so far tonight. In fact, with the exception of Coop, the beers are ice cold.
Reamer misses by a mile.
Oh, man, that doesn't even qualify as an air ball. And the beers are gone in the seventh. The aliens now coming up with the top of their order, which, if you're scoring at home, is the same three guys who came up last inning.
All right, what the hell's going on? You guys are lying down out there.
They give him the finger.
Oh, I get it. You guys are pissed off. Why? Dude, you turned down Kane's offer without even talking to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Coop confronts Reamer.
All right, what do you want, dude? Dude, what do you think? We invented this game together, but you get to control everything. Listen, Kane has some pretty good
ideas.
Dude,
Denslow gave me the team. All right, I already told Kane no.
Dude, I'm sure Denslow's happy in his little worm farm, but us please.
Dude, I'm not gonna do it.
All right, dude, listen to me carefully. Do you think Shaq got rich playing in Orlando?
No, he got rich playing in college. Everybody knows that.
But dude, it's not about the money. It's about tradition. Look, think about the greats who have played this game. It's because of them. It's because of us that I can't bow down to a guy like Kane.
Dude, that's easy for you to say, because you got the team. We got jack shit. Even Squeak is pissed off.
Oh, hell, I never really minded
you. Shut up, bitch! Dude, quit thinking about yourself for a change.
Dude, I'm not gonna cave in. End of story, dude.
Dude?
Dude!
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 Dude.
Coop blinks and nods soberly.
Well, I guess you've got a point there. All right, look, maybe I was wrong. From now on, we're full partners.
Really?
And you guys, from now on, you all own part of the team, too.
Really? You'd be willing to do that for us?
Yeah, and that's not all. I'm talking prime equity stock options, comprehensive health care, full dental, traveling HMO, and the first 20 weeks of psychiatric care free of charge, the way it should be. Yeah!
The Milwaukee Beers players take position on the court. A man sells posters of Coop and Reamer to the crowd. Reamer shoots and scores.
Yes!
Fans spell the word beers with letters on their chests. Squeak pulls on a bald, wrinkly old man mask to psych out his opponent. but it doesn't work. Coop and Rima have a go.
Hey, Smith, you want to see a scary face?
Seen from behind, tentacles shoot out from his face.
Yeah!
Rima's repulsed.
What, dude?
As another Detroit player is about to take his shot, Coop, his face painted white, performs a mime act behind him. The player attempts to ignore him. Coop steps up beside him and imitates his pose. The player becomes annoyed. Coop retreats, mimes pulling his trousers down and sways his hips. The player loses it. Squeak tries another mask without success. Coop stands with his back to another player, who legs it. On the back of Coop's jacket is written DEA Police Federal Agent. Rima tries out a series of off-putting masks and stupid faces, all in vain. So instead he attacks the player with a big plank. Coop and a referee pull Rima off, though Coop can't resist dishing out a quick kicking himself. Squeak tries another mask, no reaction. Frustrated, he takes the mask off. Seeing Squeak's real face, the player collapses. In front of another player, Rima produces a tape recorder.
There were four of them in the corral. The once proud beast, the broken girl, her mother, and finally, the man they called the Whisperer.
The player's eyelids grow heavy. Rima holds the tape recorder close to him. The player tries to shake away his drowsiness, but Rima lays a pillow against his head and lulls him to sleep. As the crowd goes wild and Coop and Rima compete for Jenna's attention, Baxter and Yvette watch it on TV.
And the Bears win their 10th consecutive game. I don't know.
Who's this bimbo Coop's got the hots for?
Oh, that's Jenna Reed. She's the director of some kids' charity, Dream Come True Foundation.
Oh. I know six men on their board of directors. Baxter Kane is not going quietly into the good night.
Hey, Baxter. Who's Ty Cobb?
Oh, my God.
Did I just fart?
Ah!
She's just found his half-burnt bat in the fireplace. Cheerleaders jiggle around in some very skimpy tops and shorts. Some guys squeeze so hard on their hot dogs that the sausages shoot out of the buns. The cheerleaders strut and cavort around poles. A beefy LA Riots player lifts a huge weight above his head.
Ninth inning, Bears just one out away from making the playoffs. But they'll have to get by Big Ed Tuttle and the LA Riots to ice this one.
That's him, Squeak. That's Tuttle. He's been talking some serious shit about you all night.
What?
Yeah, he told everyone that he caught you jacking off in the bathroom before the game.
He saw that?
Tuttle bends an iron bar.
You gotta get this guy, Squeak.
Hey, man, he's huge. What, me to psych him out?
Dude, he'll never expect it coming from you. Here, say this.
Rima whispers in Squeak's ear.
I'm not gonna remember all that.
All right, here then. Come on, this is for the playoffs, dude. You get this guy and we're in. Don't worry, we got your back.
Coop and Rima take up position behind him. Squeak stands still, glancing nervously at the prompt Rima's written on his hand. The gigantic Tuttle looms over the diminutive Squeak, who looks up at him, mouthing, "Oh my God." As Tuttle prepares to shoot, Squeak reads off his hand.
Hey, Tuttle!
Yeah?
Your mother's deaf.
My mother's dead, you little twerp.
I guess that's why she didn't move around a lot.
Tuttle crashes to the ground. The ball hits Rima in the crotch.
Unbelievable! The Bears win! The Bears have done it!
Bouncing around, Coop kicks Rima between the legs again. Tuttle gets to his feet looking mean. Squeak scarpered.
The Bears win a spot in the playoffs by beating Los Angeles on an unlikely psych-out by Squeak Scarpered.
The Milwaukee team and cheerleaders gather for a photo.
Dude, he is pissed! I didn't go over the line on that, did I?
No, not at all. Don't worry about it, dude.
Coop spots Jenna.
Jenna! Jenna!
Her eyes are filled with tears.
You missed it. We won.
We kicked ass. Let it flow, baby. We're in the playoffs.
Yeah, let the tears come. You're gonna make me start crying now.
I guess this really is emotional.
Should we do it? Should we just cry?
I think we should. I mean, no one's watching.
We won the game. We've got friends. We've got everything.
My whole
will you stop that? Not crying because I'm happy. I just got the news. Our funding's been cut. They're gonna close the foundation.
Can they do that?
Behind them, the LA Riot team toss Squeak back and forth.
You can't let this happen. We gotta do something.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean you to come and ruin your big night. I'm sorry.
No, Jenna, wait.
Gentlemen,
Mr. Kane.
I couldn't help but overhear your conversation with Miss Reed.
Dude, what are you doing here?
Oh, I jet here, I jet there. Anyway, I just wanted to assure you, there's no reason for your girlfriend's foundation to go into Chapter 11, or for that matter, 12, 13, or 14. But I think I may have a solution to her problem.
He presents an open magazine.
It's a time-tested moneymaker. Every athlete does it.
You want me to have bigger titties?
What? No, no.
The opposite page.
It's a clothing line. A Beers clothing line.
No, dude. That's against the basketball bylaws.
Not if the proceeds go to charity. Think about it. Miss Reed's foundation will never have to worry about funding again.
Awesome, dude. I think we should definitely do it. Excuse us.
Look, will you let me do the talking here? There's no way I'm doing any kind of deal with this piece of shit.
Wait, I thought it was we. Remember, it's not just up to you anymore.
All right, well, we can come up with a better way to get money for Jenna.
Like how?
Squeak's head is now being used as a punch ball.
See? Thought so. Mr. Kane?
Mm.
As part owner of the Beers, I'd just like to say, where do I sign?
Congratulations, Don. This is going to change your life.
I look out for my women's.
Now, before we discuss fabric or color, get inside where we can make this stuff cheap.
Right.
We'll do a big media blitz, and don't worry about Coop. He'll come around.
Squeak's being torched on the garage door. Now at a press launch, Rima looks delighted and Coop looks angry as Baxter introduces Beersware, the superstar of fashion. Rima's getting the star treatment, sporting flash jackets, photographed with foxy chicks in a variety of outfits. Baxter reads Total Woman magazine, with Rima on the cover. Coop frowns incredulously at Rima playing basketball on TV with a new ginger perm. Two men in suits sit in front of a complex league table.
Hi there, I'm Dan Patrick.
And I'm Kenny Mayne.
With the first 7 months of the basketball postseason out of the way, the playoff picture is now starting to emerge.
So with last night's victory over Boston, next week the Beers must beat Indianapolis in order to advance to Charlotte. That's in an effort to reduce their magic number to 3.
Right, and then the Beers can advance to the National Eastern Division North to play Tampa.
So if the Beers beat Detroit and Denver beats Atlanta in the American Southwestern Division East-Northern, then Milwaukee goes to the Denslow Cup. Unless Baltimore can upset Buffalo and Charlotte ties Toronto, then Oakland would play L.A. and Pittsburgh in a blind choice round robin. And if no clear winner emerges from all this, a two-man sack race will be held on consecutive Sundays until a champion is crowned.
Right.
A neon sign above the Beers Garden Stadium shows a man glugging back beer and puking over his shoulder. Inside the stadium, the stands are filled with enthusiastic spectators. Bob the commentator is looking tired.
After the grueling regular basketball season, we're now in month 9 of the playoffs.
He wakes Al.
No, Daddy, don't touch me there.
Bob is slightly alarmed.
Beers vying with San Francisco for a slot in the Denslow Cup game. 9th inning. Ferries up by 1. Coop steps in.
It's back. Way back. Gone. Home run. Coop ties it up. That could mean extra inning.
And Al's head slumps into his arms. Coop sprints around the diamond and punches the air victoriously. The cheerleaders are dressed as schoolgirls. He waves to Jenna in the crowd and rejoins his team in the dugout. He sweeps aside piles of letters to sit down. Rima, wearing shades and gold chains, is reading a document. The suited man sits beside him.
What's this guy? He's my entertainment lawyer, helping me with my movie contract. Oh, now you're such a big shot, you're gonna act in a Hollywood movie? Fucking sellout.
Now shooting, number 17, Doug Sir Swish Reamer!
Reamer gets up, his name flashes in illuminated letters on the back of his team shirt. Coop peers at it, gobsmacked. Reamer backflips his way onto the main circle, a referee skates past and hands him the ball. He poses, flashing his skinny pink legs for Jenna's benefit. She smiles politely. Rima shoots.
Beers win! Beers win!
And the Beers have done it! They're on their way to the Denslow Cup!
Rima is brought a chair so that he can sit down whilst his stunt double can do the running. Emerging from the shower, Coop glances at the jacuzzi and double takes. Rima is immersed in the bubbling water with a buxom blonde.
Dude, who is that? Who does it look like? Victoria Silvstedt, Playmate of the Year. Hello? Victoria Silvstedt, Playmate of the Year.
Standing by his locker, Coop holds a sparkling ring. Rima joins him. They're both stark naked.
What's that? It's a commitment ring.
What, for Jenna?
Yeah. I'm letting her know that I'm ready to consider thinking about dating her exclusively. Well, I'm giving Jenna a pre-commitment ring. It's a promise to pledge that we'll think about getting engaged just as soon as we're ready to make a commitment.
You know, what the hell are you talking about? You don't care about Jenna. You were just in a hot tub naked with Victoria Silvstedt, Playmate of the Year.
You know what? That hurts, man. That really hurts. My clothing line is single-handedly saving Jenna's foundation.
Oh, sorry. I forgot how much Doug Reamer cares about kids.
Gentlemen.
Mr. Kane.
Hate to interrupt your celebration, but I have something you might be interested in.
The guys' touches reach down to their feet.
Go ahead. Don't be shy. It concerns you.
Open it. I think you'll find it interesting. What's that old saying?
A penny saved is a penny earned. Don't eat cheese before noon.
Shut up! How about one picture's worth a thousand words?
Oh, that's a good one. God, these are awful. What kind of low-life scum would use children this way?
You would.
Me? Never.
Gentlemen, those are pictures of the Beers clothing line being made in Calcutta.
Oh, just great.
Of course, if they ever get out, the Beers and your girlfriend's little foundation would be ruined.
Yipes.
But rest assured, there's no reason to be panicked. Those pictures never have to see the light of day. If.
If. What?
As he spins round, Coop's oversized member almost hits Baxter.
If you two miss the next Beers game.
Dude, the next game is the Denslow Cup.
I can see you've been reading the papers. Now listen, boys, just do as I say. You play ball, and you'll be just fine.
I thought you said you didn't want us to play ball.
I want you to play ball. With me.
You want us to play for Dallas?
Huh?
Oh, I get it. You don't want us to show up at the game at all.
Of course, you numbskulls. It's called blackmail. Good evening.
Taking a final horrified or maybe envious glance down, Baxter goes off.
God damn it, Reamer. I told you this was going to happen, didn't I? Hey, if you would have agreed to Kane's changes in the first place, I never would have gotten this far. Dude, because of you, Jenna's foundation is totally screwed.
Me?
I was the one trying to...
Oh, there you are.
Jenna.
I saw the pictures. This is awful. It's going to mean the end of the foundation, you know. It's not endowed, like...
She glances down.
Well, like...
Jenna, I can explain. Yes. It was his fault. Me? This is your mess, Reamer. I should have kept the team to myself.
Dude, I just don't know you anymore.
Enough! Look at yourselves. You're just typical men with humongous egos. You're like every other pro athlete. I should have kept those kids away from you. Now their little lives are ruined and all you can do is argue about who's the bigger penis. I mean, child. Longwanger. Oh! Throbbing cock. Oh, God, I don't even know what I mean anymore.
Jenna, wait. You've got to believe us, Jenna. It was all Coop's fault.
She scuttles out.
Can I talk to you over here?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know something, pigfucker? Can I call you pigfucker?
No, only my friends can call me pigfucker.
Coop floors Reamer, then hooks his nostrils with his fingers. Reamer shakes him off.
You know what, Coop? You're not my best friend anymore. How do you like that?
I love it.
Good. I'm glad. I'm sick of playing second fiddle to you and you getting all the recognition. I'm getting myself a new best friend.
Squeak sleeping inside a drawer.
Wake up, bitch, you're my new best friend.
Really? What? Huh? Are we going to the zoo?
Fine! I don't need you. I'll get myself a new best friend, too. So go ahead. Go back to your fancy cars and your big bank accounts and your celebrity friends and your beautiful women and Victoria Silvstedt, Playmate of the Year. Fuck!
Coop is gloomily driving along, listening to a song on the radio.
Seems the whole world is out to get you. Everything is wrong, nothing seems right. There's a sinking feeling inside. Even your best friend has turned his back. But you can't let it bring you down, no, you've got to fight it. Cause you try, but you can't let go. It's when you're down that you gotta get up.
Coop starts bobbing around and drumming on the wheel.
Stand up for yourself and make everything right again. Even if some guy's trying to blackmail you and your girlfriend thinks you suck, it's up to you to let them know that it was all just part of some rich guy's evil plan. Look out ahead, there's a truck changing lanes. You've got some yellow crumbs on your upper lip, and those warts on your dick aren't gonna go away unless you start using topical cream every day.
Coop U-turns and heads for the airport.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Calcutta International Airport, where it is currently 95 degrees with a light drizzle. We hope you enjoy your stay here in lovely Calcutta.
Coop emerges from Calcutta Airport.
Taxi!
a man and his goat climb out of the taxi.
Driver, I'm in a hurry. Look, just take me to 711.
A goat is still in the taxi with him. They pull up outside M. Gandhi Incorporated.
Here you are, Bizware Factory.
Hey, you. Is this...
I'm sorry, no entrance.
Who the hell are you?
I'm factory manager. Who you?
I'm Joe Cooper. I mean, I'm Joe Cooper.
Wait, Mr. Cooper. You must put on hard hats.
He enters wearing a hard plastic turban and sees lines of small children making change.
Do any authorities know about this?
Wait, Mr. Cooper, wait. Wait, please, Mr. Cooper,
put that down.
A TV report features Coop with his team.
A young man, his whole life in front of him disappears. A familiar story, yes, but this is no ordinary Joe. Joseph R. Cooper, perhaps the most loved sports figure in the country, vanished. According to Mrs. Elsie Melcher, a neighbor, who asked not to be identified, Joe Cooper left his house 2 weeks ago. According to Angelique Bones, a nosy bitch who lives up the street, he took with him only a toothbrush, a wallet, a steamer trunk, and a plane ticket to Calcutta. Police theorized several possible scenarios of what happened with a man affectionately known to the world as Cooper.
Remus shrugs.
Well, I don't know where the hell he is. For all I care, he could be hanging by his neck in his fucking closet.
Scenario number one, he's hanging by his neck in his fucking closet.
A reenactment with an actor playing Coop hanging in a closet.
The night before his disappearance, Coop's girlfriend had paid him a visit. According to friends, they had quarreled.
If you're looking for Joe Cooper, I suggest you look wherever you find the most heinous, blatant, and vile exploitation of children on the planet.
Scenario number two. Coop went to Disney World.
The reporter pauses for thought.
Here's a photograph of Joe Cooper taken just days before his disappearance. And here is a computer-enhanced simulation of what he might look like today.
A photo of black hard man Mr. T.
From Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on the shores of Lake Michigan, it's the Denslow Cup, where the defending champion Dallas Stellan meet their perennial challengers, the Milwaukee Beers. Hello, I'm Al Michaels, along with Bob Costas, inviting you to join us here at Beer's Garden for Denslow Cup V. And we're in for a classic battle tonight.
You're absolutely right about that, Al. We have over 100 million people throughout the world tuned in to see this game. Many of them, of course, with no understanding of the sport itself, but nonetheless fascinated by the flickering images and the bright, pretty colors.
And high up in the stands, pyrotechnic expert Sergio Lucky Farouche is readying another spectacular halftime fireworks display.
All right, you guys, you ready to kick some ass?
The team, minus Coop, look listless.
What's wrong, you guys? Why the long faces?
We miss Coop. Can't win with that.
We don't need Coop. I'll lead you to victory.
We're supposed to be a team. Without Coop, it's not the same.
Look, even if Coop was to walk in here right now, it wouldn't change the outcome of this game one iota. We can win this thing. Are you with me?
Yeah. Coop arrives.
That's the spirit. Are you with me?
Yeah.
All right, Coop cheers.
Rima turns to see him. Coop eyes him melodramatically. Rima bites on his finger.
And we're underway here for Denslow Cup V.
Dirk Jansen scores. More Dallas players sink ball after ball. The leather-clad cheerleaders crack their whips. The Dallas score mounts up and the Beers don't even seem to be trying to psych them out. Now it's the Beers' turn to shoot. Coop misses, Squeak misses, and Rima misses, making the score 7-0. Watching TV, Joey and the other kids cover their eyes.
A stunned crowd of over 18,000, witnessing the Beers being thoroughly dominated.
Come on, Beers! Hey. Go, Coop!
Hey, guys. Thought I told you we weren't going to watch this game.
Oh, come on, Miss Reed. It's the Denslow Cup.
These are not the kind of people to be looked up to or emulated.
The severed and mutilated head was stamped and postmarked Denver. The owner still has not stepped forward. Update. The disappearance of the Milwaukee Beers basketball star. When Joe Cooper discovered that most of the workers in the Beerswear factory were youngsters, not even old enough for prostitution, he personally flew to Calcutta. His new all-adult workforce now makes a decent wage, enjoys full medical benefits and in-house child care. All of us here are glad that such a terrific human being like Joe Cooper has returned. If I were a woman, I'd sure like to be his girlfriend. Walking in the park hand in hand, wrapping my legs around him, cuddling in the spoon position, our hearts beating in unison, staring into his eyes over our morning coffee.
He splashed with water.
Yes. Yes, thank you. And when we come back, our next unsolved mystery...
Coop's come on, luggage. Kids.
Where did it go?
We're going to the game.
Yes!
Ladies and gentlemen, for your seventh-inning stretch entertainment, the National Basketball League is proud to present a salute to our South Sea neighbors, Viva Calypso.
In the audience, Baxter's on his mobile.
We're up 16-0 at the break. Have the trucks pull up to the locker room. We'll sort out the stuff when we get to Jacksonville. Okay.
Hey, Baxter. I finally got all the chrome off this for you.
A car tow bar.
Nice. Very nice.
You want me to start on this one?
On stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention now to the Malaka Laka Balance Board of Trust, symbol of brotherhood in many Polynesian countries. Assuming the roles of the downtrodden but happy natives, with their good luck pineapple, your Milwaukee beer.
All dressed up.
Thanks for flying back, Coop. You really made a big difference in the score.
Dude, if I wouldn't have been cleaning up your mess, I wouldn't be jet-lagged and shitting curry.
Hey, guys, just knock it off, all right?
And representing their white colonial oppressors, the Dallas Felons. And now, let's all join our Caribbean brothers in the ceremonial South Sea Handshake above the Lagoon of Peace.
All right, let go. You let go.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Guys, come on, man. Just stop it.
Money grubber. Power monger. Cock.
Guys, stop it.
No.
Fighting, Coop and Rima tumble towards the Dallas players on the other side of the huge seesaw, tipping it up. Squeak, in a giant pineapple costume, is left teetering alone on the other side. Underneath him, people hold onto ropes to act as a counterbalance.
Oh, die! Eat shit! Hey! Will you just stop it? Will you just hold on a minute? Look at you guys! Fighting on the Malaka Laka board! You should be ashamed of yourselves!
A mic descends.
Back in the driveway, we were nothing! Now we've risen to the highest level. You're throwing it all away. If you've forgotten what basketball means to America, you have only to look at this board. The Malaka Laka Balance Board of Trust. Don't you see what we have here? A game where guys with bad backs and bad knees can get together and compete on the same field as guys that are all goosed up on steroids. But more than anything, isn't this game about getting together with your friends and just having a good time? I remember a long time ago, I didn't have anybody. And you guys took me in. I guess that's why it kills me to see you like this. If we can't be friends, then the heart and soul are out of this game. Certainly out of me. And I know I'll never get that back again. God, we have sullied the waters of the Lagoon of Peace. And I'm begging you, for the love of our Caribbean brothers, dudes, stop this madness!
The rope snaps, catapulting Squeak up into the rafters and down again into the collection of fireworks setting them off. Coop and Rima peer over the edge of the board.
Hang on! Oh my God! Remember to hold your breath just before we hit! Never let go!
They topple into the blazing set below them.
Bob, this has to be the most spectacular extravaganza I have ever seen.
You can cram three seats into the space it takes for one wheelchair. Not to mention the wasted space it takes for the oxygen bottle. Hell, those little shits never pay full price anyway.
Baxter, I just realized I can't stand you. You can kiss these puppies goodbye.
Her breasts. Their costumes torn and dirtied, Coop and Rima drag themselves up amid the wrecked set.
Shit, Coop, I'm sorry. I guess the money did go to my head.
No, I'm sorry, Rima. I think I've got a lot to learn about sharing.
Look at me, I've become everything I used to hate.
And maybe we just grew up too fast.
My worst enemy turned out to be me.
Dude.
They lock lips in a big tonguey kiss.
Hey, Clark, I've got two over!
The fireman freezes, seeing the snogging couple. Fireworks explode overhead.
All right, let's go win ourselves a championship.
Yeah!
Coop takes his throw. The ball bounces around the rim, then drops through the net. Coop jumps and punches the air. Rima's ball drops through the net without touching the sides. Squeak's ball finds its target, and the little man does a jubilant double air punch. The beer score tots up. The screen splits into three to show Coop, Squeak, and Rima all taking their shots. As Dirk Johnson is about to play, Coop leads two plate-spinning midgets onto the court. The midgets mock him. The beer score more hits. Rima shows an opposing player a picture on his t-shirt of a naked woman bending over.
Yo, Darcy!
Yeah? Hey, that's my wife!
Yeah? And this is me!
Doing her from behind, the player topples over. The psych-out sign on the scoreboard flashes. Another split screen shows the score racking up, whilst the Beers players throw with increasing cockiness. In fast motion, the Beers players rush around the court, from coloured base to coloured base, shooting hoops and rushing on, skipping delightedly over the home base as the score mounts up. Squeak is pushed up in front of Dirk Jansen.
Hey Dirk!
What is it?
I hear your sister's going out with Squeak!
Come on!
Hey!
Squeak exhausts himself and collapses. Coop comes on, picks him up like a child and carries him off.
And Squeak Scolari crosses the plate again as the Beers have come roaring back since the break. Bob, this is more like the Beers team we've seen all season.
Jenna and the kids in a cab.
Beers still down by two runs. Felons on first and third. The Beers have to stop Dallas here if they want to stay in this game.
And the always dangerous Grunsky coming up.
We gotta get this guy, Coop. He hasn't missed a shot all night.
I know, but I don't know what to say. Nothing works on him.
Hey, Tommy's fat.
Dude, that's not cool.
Yeah, it is.
That's not cool.
No. Just do it really subtle. Subtle.
Coop turns to him.
Hey, Grunsky, you losing weight?
He crashes down, shaking the ground.
And the Beers hold him in the knife on a clutch strikeout by Coop Cooper.
The audience leaps to its feet. The large red scoreboard spells out the news.
Bottom of the ninth. Dallas 16, Milwaukee 14. Reamer on second, Scolari on third. And Coop's coming up.
He grits his teeth.
And so it all comes down to this. One shot. Coop makes it, the Beers win the cup, and get to keep the team.
Or he misses.
Bob throws Al a weary glance and shakes his head. Coop steps up and bounces his trusty lazy boy ball. Once, twice, and... he looks down to see the ball has burst.
Oh my God, lazy boy has popped!
Open-mouthed and panic-stricken, Coop picks up the deflated basketball.
The ball Coop has used every day of his career is gone, and a timeout has been called as the beer star tries to regroup.
Excuse me, driver. Do you think he could go any faster?
Can I go any faster?
He dons a helmet.
Yeah!
Hang on!
And accelerates, running over a raccoon in the road.
Yeah!
At the stadium.
No doubt about it, Al. The loss of this ball is definitely going to affect the outcome of this game.
The cab breaks with the aid of a parachute. Trying to pick a new ball, Coop throws the rejects over his shoulder.
Hey!
Come on, kids! Thomas, where are you going? Where are you going?
It's just one shot. You can do it. You can win this thing.
Coop pounces his lip.
Coop! Stop! Don't shoot! Wait.
Joey.
Here. I brought this for you.
A ball.
I made it myself. Just like you.
Dude, you made this?
Well, Miss Reed helped me for most of it. But I finished it myself.
Joey, this is great.
Coop, you know what Miss Reed told me tonight? She said she wants me to be a big sports star. Just like Joe Cooper.
Coop looks up at Jenna. A radiant smile lights up her pretty face. Coop's own slightly less pretty face also lights up, and his eyes fill with hope.
Thanks, dude.
Go get him, Coop.
Coop steps up, nervously grasping Joey's homemade basketball.
Hey, Coop! When's the last time you made a home run without Lazy Boy?
Trying not to be rattled by the attempted psych-out, Coop's eyes flick anxiously between Jansen and the basket. He glances round to see Jenna and Joey in the stands, watching him expectantly. His teammates shout.
Al, we have seen some classic Denslow Cup battles in the past, but I can't remember one that ever rivaled the drama and excitement of this one.
The image moves in slow motion as Coop raises the ball above his head and launches it high into the air towards the basket.
It's off the rim! Could be a double play. Darcy tips!
Off the backboard.
Jansen's try! No!
Reamer leaps.
Beers have a shot at the conversion. Reamer keeps it alive!
It bounces off the rim.
Last chance!
As the ball sails towards him, Coop backtracks and dives through the air to intercept it.
Coop up!
Facing away from the basket, Coop catches the ball and throws it backwards over his head. It bounces off the backboard.
It's gone!
And through the hoop, Baxter winces. Squeak and Rima both leap into the air. Jenna and the kids celebrate. Coop picks himself up off the ground and looks around him, dazed and astonished at the ecstatic crowd. The scoreboard reads 17-16. The neon beers sign at the top of the board explodes in a shower of sparks. Coop's arms are outstretched. A delighted smile breaks out over his face. The crowd, Jenna and the kids among them, jump for joy. Sparks rain down on the defeated Dallas team as Coop reaches Rima and they high-five.
Bob, in all my years of calling games, I don't think I've ever been this excited.
You're excited? Feel these nipples!
An image of Coop doing a lap of glory appears on the news report.
Update. We still have no fucking clue where this guy is.
Still in dreamy slow motion, Coop reaches Squeak and Rima, and the three beers players salute one another. Through the clamor, Coop sees Jenna walking towards him. Jenna throws herself onto him. He spins her around and they share a romantic kiss. A big shadow looms over Squeak. It's the manly-looking woman from the bar. She, or he, beams delightedly and hugs Squeak tightly. Feeling left out, Rima looks around and spots Yvette Denslow standing all alone. Glancing around furtively, he girds his loins, steps up to her and spins her round. She responds instantly, jumps into his arms, and they embark on a messy session of tonsil hockey. Squeak's new friend is bouncing him up and down. Signing autographs, Coop freezes. Noticing someone.
Coop, what? What is it?
It's Reggie.
The man lifts his head and meets Coop's gaze.
Reggie Jackson.
Reggie touches the peak of his New York baseball cap.
Well, go. Go ahead.
Summoning up the courage and blinking back tears, Coop slowly approaches his sporting hero. Reggie is holding the deflated Lazy Boy. Coop shakes his hand.
Reggie. Coop, nice going out there. Thanks, man. But, you know, I gotta tell you, it's because of you that I'm here.
That's nice to know. I brought this for you. I saw some kid try to leave the ballpark with it. You gotta hang on to that. I got the two home run balls I hit in the World Series. Some wretched little shit got the third one.
That sucks, dude. I gotta get my trophy. Maybe we can have a hot dog sometime.
All right, sounds good. Hey, Coop!
I don't have your fucking ball!
Shocked, Reggie gapes at him.
Good luck next year!
Oh, thanks.
Yvette and Rima approach Baxter.
Hey, Baxter!
Rima opens his shirt.
Got milk?
Oh, I'm sorry!
And soaks Baxter with breast milk.
And so, on behalf of the National Basketball League, we'd like to present to the Bears this year's Denslow Cup. Congratulations. Go ahead and take a victory lap. And so, as they skate off, all you can think about is a team that conquered adversity, a team that overcame the odds, a team that defied the critics, a team that blah, 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 blah.
And so, the idea of sports once again blossomed from a tiny seed, nurtured as always by the dreams of the young.
Yeah! I'm the king of the world! Yeah!
Riding atop the trophy held by Coop and Rima, Squeak collides with the basket and crashes to the ground. ITFC audio description by Adam English.
You've been psyched out and you're going down. I'm a trash-talking, talented, no-class clown. I will abuse you until you lose. You can go on home and pout. You've been psyched out. You dropped a 20, man, your shoes untied. And your mama never loved you.
Mama never loved you.
She said she did, but she's ugly and she lies. She's never thinking of you.
Mama never loved you.
You ain't cut from the right cloth. You don't got what it takes. Now you blew it. Oh, another stupid mistake. Another bad, bad.